King James, the story of one of basketball's greatest players. Written by Gareth Vaughan. Genre: biography. A biography is an account of a person's life written by another person. As you read, think about why someone would write about LeBron James. Question of the week: how do talents make someone unique? King James. How does a boy get to become one of the most recognizable, famous, and popular athletes on the planet? Especially if this particular boy was raised in poverty, in one of the poorer parts of the United States. A boy who had no father growing up and was raised by a 16-year-old mother. A boy who once had to move house 7 times in a single year and rarely attended school, not because of any health issue or disease. He just had a hard time adjusting to the new schools. How does a boy with a background like this go on to win 3 National Basketball Association, NBA, titles, 4 NBA Most Valuable Player, MVP, awards, an NBA scoring title, and 2 Olympic gold medals? It sounds like the plot of a movie, but it isn't. This is the true story of LeBron Ramon James, whose remarkable talent helped him become, arguably, one of the greatest sports players of all time. LeBron James was born on December 30, 1984, in Akron, Ohio, to Gloria Marie James, who was a teenager at the time. He never met his father. For LeBron and his mother, life was a constant struggle. LeBron's mother had a number of personal problems during his childhood, possibly as a result of the death of her own mother. She often had trouble getting work, which meant that she and LeBron often moved from apartment to apartment, depending on where the work was. And they usually had to live in the rougher parts of Akron, a small city located an hour south of Cleveland. Gloria worked hard to be a loving mother, and did her best to shield her son from the poverty and violence of the streets. At 9 years of age, LeBron was introduced to basketball, and almost straight away, he showed astonishing skill. At school, LeBron was embarrassed by his home life. It was necessary for him to do well, but he found studying difficult and frustrating. He found an outlet for this frustration by playing basketball. Big changes. It was around this time that LeBron met Frankie Walker. Walker was LeBron's football coach. LeBron was also an excellent American football player, and he would turn out to be one of the biggest influences on LeBron's life. Frankie, apart from being coach, was like a substitute father to LeBron. LeBron actually lived with Walker and his family so that he could get his life back on track. This helped LeBron significantly because he started to attend school on a regular basis. LeBron played football and basketball up till his senior year, but his football career came to an end when he broke his wrist during a basketball game. This would be a terrible accident for many people. However, it was a blessing in disguise. LeBron could now concentrate on basketball. As a result, LeBron was named Mr. Basketball, High School Player of the Year, 3 times while at the St. Vincent St. Mary High School, and led the team to 3 Ohio State championships. Basketball was his future now. Hitting the big time. LeBron was starting to get noticed. He became a national sensation when appeared on the cover of the famous sports magazine Sports Illustrated. The magazine called him the Chosen One. In 2003, the Cleveland Cavaliers picked LeBron in the first selection of the NBA draft. The draft is an event that happens every year. It's when teams in the NBA pick from a group of eligible players who want to join. At the same time, LeBron signed a sponsorship deal with the Nike for $90 million. LeBron had not even played a professional game. Most players have to wait a long time for a good sponsorship. The Cavaliers were struggling when LeBron joined them. They had finished 8th during the previous season, but their fortunes were about to change. In his debut, he broke the record for the most points by an NBA draftee. He then became the youngest player ever to score 40 points or more in a single game. LeBron was named the 2003-2004 NBA Rookie of the Year. He was just 20 years old. LeBron was unique for a basketball player in that he was athletic and physical. Athletic like a professional soccer player, and physical like a rugby player. Plus, he was also over 2 meters tall. His height, combined with his physicality and athleticism, was a big problem for his opponents. The other big problem was that LeBron just kept on getting better. In the next season, he managed to increase his points average per game. This wasn't enough to help the Cavaliers reach the playoffs, but this changed in his third season. The Cavaliers got to their first playoffs in 9 years. They lost to the Detroit Pistons, unfortunately. But the following season, they managed to make it all the way to the finals, where they were beaten easily by the San Antonio Spurs. In the following 2 seasons, the Cavaliers again failed at the playoff stages. But this didn't stop LeBron winning the MVP award for the very first time in 2008-2009. A fresh start. At the end of the 2009-2010 season, LeBron decided to leave the Cavaliers. He became the most wanted player in NBA history. Many of his fans, and even some people who weren't fans, saw it as a betrayal to his hometown. In fact, for his very last game, he was booed off the pitch. LeBron went from one of the most loved athletes in the US to one of the most hated. He signed a 6-year contract with the Miami Heat soon after, and despite all the criticism, didn't let it affect his game at all. Most commentators felt that the change would freeze the momentum of LeBron's progress, but no. He just kept on improving. In his second season with the Heat, he finally got his first ever NBA title with victory over the Oklahoma City Thunder. LeBron scored a total of 26 points in Game 5 to help his team to victory. King James would repeat the feat the following season by again helping the Heat win the finals. They nearly made it 3 in a row in the 2013-2014 season, but lost in the finals. LeBron was well on his way to becoming the one of the greatest ever, but there was another shock around the corner. Much to the surprise of everyone, LeBron decided to leave Miami Heat and rejoin his hometown club, the Cavaliers. All his fans were delighted. His first season back, however, wasn't as successful as he would have liked. LeBron had back and knee problems, and this stopped him playing a lot of games. But when he did play, he was better than ever. It was obvious that his time at Miami made him into a more versatile player. He could now play in each of the 5 basic positions: center, power forward, small forward, shooting guard, and point guard. This is almost unheard of. Despite these injury problems, this didn't stop the Cavaliers making the finals. King James was the first player in 50 years to reach them in 5 consecutive seasons. Injuries to star teammates, however, damaged the team's hopes of getting a 3rd NBA title. The Cavaliers eventually lost to the Golden State Warriors. In the 2015-2016 season, LeBron and the Cavaliers would again reach the finals, and again they would face the Golden State Warriors. The finals were probably the high point of James's career so far. The Warriors had set the record during the regular season for the most wins and were the clear favorites for the final. The Cavaliers were 3-1 down after 4 games, and it looked like the 50-year wait for a trophy was still not over. Most of the fans thought they had no chance. But LeBron had different ideas. He scored 41 points in games 5 and 6, before recording a triple-double when a player gets a double-digit number in three of five statistical categories: points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocked shots in a game. In Game 7, to give the team their first championship in history, LeBron was again voted MVP for the season. Many players only dream of such achievement. In 2016-2017, James had perhaps his best regular season. He set career bests in assists, rebounds, and points per game. The Cavaliers made the playoffs again, with LeBron breaking Michael Jordan's all-time NBA playoff scoring record, a record nobody thought could be beaten. Again, the Cavaliers would face the Warriors in the NBA Finals. They lost in five games, despite James becoming the first player in NBA history to average a triple-double over the course of the finals. In the 2017-2018 season, LeBron also made another first. After shouting at the referee, LeBron was sent off for the first time in his career. The first time in 1,082 games, in fact. But that doesn't mean that LeBron has had a bad season. On the contrary, LeBron has been better than ever. He scored 40 points five times in the playoffs, the highest of his career. He also scored a career high in both average rebounds and assists, and managed to play all 82 games for the first time. This, then, is the story of LeBron so far. And we haven't even mentioned the two gold medals he's won. He's fantastic! And it's far from over. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens next. Basketball rules. 1. Each team is made up of 12 players. Only 5 are allowed on court at one time. 2. All that is needed is a court and basketball. Teams must wear the same shirts. 3. Players can wear gum shields and face masks for protection if they wish. 4. The game is split up into 4 12-minute quarters. Halftime is between the second and third quarter. 5. The game begins with a tip-off. The ball is thrown in the air by the referee, and a player from each team tries to win possession. 6. Substitutions can be made as many times as they wish within the game. 7. The ball can only be moved by dribbling, bouncing the ball, or passing. Once a player has two hands on the ball, not including catching it, they can't then dribble, and the ball has to be passed or shot. 8. After the ball goes into a team's half and they win back possession, the ball must then make it back over the halfway line within 10 seconds. If the ball fails to do so, then a foul will be called and the ball given to the other team. 9. Each team has 24 seconds to at least shoot at the basket. If the shot is taken and the ball fails to go in the basket, then the clock is restarted for another 24 seconds. 10. After each successful basket, the ball is given to the opposition. 11. When a team reaches a certain number of fouls, the other team will be awarded a free throw, an unopposed from the free throw line. 12. Violations include traveling, taking more than one step without bouncing the ball, double dribble, picking the ball up, dribbling, stopping, then dribbling again with two hands, goaltending, a defensive player interferes with the ball traveling downwards towards the basket, and backcourt violation. Once the ball passes the halfway line, the offensive team cannot take the ball back over the halfway line. 13. The team with the most points wins. Timeline. 1984. Born at Akron City Hospital. 2001. Youngest player ever named Ohio's Mr. Basketball. 2002. pictured on Sports Illustrated magazine cover with the title, The Chosen One. 2003 receives a $90 million contract with Nike, drafted by the Cavaliers. 2004, named NBA Rookie of the Year. 2008, wins Olympic gold medal. 2009, wins first NBA MVP award. 2010, wins second NBA MVP award and joins Miami Heat. 2012, receives his third NBA MVP and wins the NBA championship. Wins his second gold medal at the London Olympics. 2013, receives fourth NBA MVP award. Heat win second NBA championship. 2014, announces return to Cleveland Cavaliers. 2016, Cavaliers win NBA for first time. Awarded MVP for fourth time. 2017, breaks Michael Jordan's all-time scoring record.